Welcome to The Walking Dead with three stupid guys. And before we go on, before I say that there's only three stupid guys here, Russ is on. We started a little late because Russ, and then he's not here. In fairness to Russ, he is working, so I don't know what happened there. But I'm so excited to tell you guys that we won the Best Produced and Best Podcast Award.
What?
Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
No, I didn't.
Warren Beatty just said we won the Best Podcast Award.
I hadn't heard about that.
You kind of got excited like the people from La La Land.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'd like to go ahead and make my acceptance speech now. I would like to thank God and my family. And okay, here I'm going to get on my political rant here. And
oh, wait a minute. You didn't win.
Oh,
sorry.
What?
Sorry, give the trophy back.
Don't tell me that Russ won it.
I got to just say, that's a huge mistake. It's not like you screwed up on the best editing,
right?
Or best dressed, or best, you know. And not that those awards are not. I hate people who won those. Not saying those aren't great awards to win, but you basically just told best picture of the year,
right?
For the year,
big one.
And then you're up there, you're all excited, and you're it's into the show, and then you have to come and say, oops,
record scratch.
You could have had Rick up there going, what? What?
What? I got back from a concert, turned on the TV just at that exact moment. I was like, wait, how is the Oscars still on like at 12:20 in the morning? And what the hell is going on here? Like,
well,
mass confusion. Like,
we recorded it and we were going back and watching different parts. And then I was on Twitter. I go, wait, what happened? And we went to go see, and we didn't put the extension on there. So we didn't get it. And so I finally saw it later on. You know, of course, it was on Twitter and Facebook, all that stuff. I go, God, how brutal. How brutal. You walk up there. You're actually holding the award. And some people say, I will never hold that award until I win it. Because I know a couple of people that actually work and make those trophies. And I, you know, not that I would ever win one, but I would love to go there. So next time I'm in Los Angeles, I could probably ask and go. But I just said, some people say, I will never hold one of those awards until I've won it. It's like the Stanley Cup or the, you know, World Series. Well, this guy actually held the award and he didn't win it.
Man.
Well, La La Land held a lot of awards this year.
But still, the best picture ever for the year. And you're there. You got the award. But anyway.
Well, we know who's not going to win an Emmy this year.
What?
The Oscars.
What?
That would be a good one.
Best. Was Jay producing the Oscars?
I don't know. Live produced event.
Well, Jay would have kept it within the runtime of getting it done before 11:30, though.
Oh, yeah. Jay's pretty. He's a stickler for that.
Yeah, we're going to get this show done before midnight. So we got a lot of.
Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with that. Anyway, I just thought we had to bring that up because I thought it was. But now we have to. Do we wait now to guess if Mike liked the episode or not?
Before we even get to the recap,
I think we should.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say no. He didn't like it. What do you say, Matt?
If I was a betting man, I'd take the no. So,
all right, Mike. Russ isn't here.
Correct.
Bang!
I knew it.
It was too focused on one character. It wasn't like jumping around like new characters.
I knew he wasn't going to like it. The whole time watching, I go, Mike's going to hate this episode.
Well, you know what I was thinking?
If you hate podcasts,
and you can donate to Patreon.
And you want to become a patron? You go to patreon.com/JayandJack or go to jayandjack.com. Become a patron and you can help this show and other shows like The Broadcast, The Married Man Show, Leftovers, Westworld, The Amazing Race, Survivor, and many, many, many more. Or you can become an Amazon shopper and go to Amazon/JayandJack, or just go to our website that shows you how to do it, jayandjack.com, and everything's there. Hey, back to the
That's if you hate shopping in the malls. If you hate shopping in the malls, just go to Amazon.com. Do it all online.
And who doesn't hate shopping at the mall?
I don't know. I'm totally off my game, guys, tonight. Because you know what? The entire time I was watching this episode, I was like, gosh, I got to get this recap done. Gosh, I got to get this recap done.
You sound like you had the recap blues because
I did.
I've been there. Look, man, if you don't want to, if you're having an off week, say, hey, Jack, can you do the recap? Or Mike would probably jump in and do the recap.
Right. He was Matt, just like,
now he's trying to do the recap, but then he like kept replaying Easy Street over and over on his like.
No, actually, a lot of times I watch it on my phone. So what was happening is I kept getting these texts from Mike and Jack the entire time. And I'm like, guys, I really can't recap this.
Didn't Mike start it though?
You got one text from me today. I got the thumbs up to Russ's time change. That was my one text.
Now, wasn't it funny that Eugene only had to play that song once and he was already a Negan?
Yeah, he was bobbing his head along, right?
He goes, oh, I've heard this song. I am now a Negan. Daryl heard it 40,000 times and he's still not a Negan.
Mike, just to clarify, it wasn't just one text. It was this, right? It was this Bill Hader, you know, kind of like gyrating motion.
You were trying to do it like 15 minutes ago to recap?
Yeah. Usually that's the only time I have. I've gone over this before. Sometimes I watch it in my car between breaks.
I thought I procrastinated like far enough finishing the episode like a half hour ago.
Actually, no. I watched it yesterday during the Oscars.
Oh, nice.
And actually went down and got some pickles. I'm not kidding. I go, for whatever reason, I'm craving pickles. I walked down, hit pause, and went downstairs and got some pickles.
I tweeted out an image today.
I don't know if we want that image.
Oh yeah, it wasn't just a pickle. That was a pickle sandwich. I was thinking of Russ and the fact that he was going to be on the show. I even tagged him in the tweet.
You were thinking of Russ, so you were thinking of pickles and Russ.
Yeah, if you want to see what I tweeted out, you know my handle is at Fifth Day of May. You can check it out. It's a big, huge, giant pickle sandwich. It's more pickle than bun.
What's on the pickles? Just the sandwich? Just pickles?
It looks pretty photoshopped. I'll just say that.
Okay, all right.
There's no way you could eat this Dagwood sandwich of a pickle. So.
Dagwood sandwich, man. How old are you?
Hey guys, you guys like Dagwood?
Hey guys, Dagwood, great, great, great show, great card.
You guys like Beetle Bailey?
Yeah, it's a great comic strip. You gotta see it.
Beetle was saying the other day.
People are going, who the hell is Beetle Bailey?
Right. Is he talking about John?
Hold on
John
a second.
Lennon?
Mike, have you heard of any of those two comics?
Yeah, it's I forget the name of it.
Blondie.
There you go. Yeah, that was right on the tip of my tongue.
Now, how did Dagwood get a girl like Blondie? I don't get it. I don't get it. I've never understood. You sit there and watch it all the time and go, he's not rich.
Was one of those two the BC one?
The what? Oh, BC? No,
that's a different one. That's a different one.
That's before Christ.
Well, you probably read a lot of Blondie, you know, down there in Florida. You know, it's just like old folks' homes and,
yeah.
You know.
Sure.
Bright buildings. I've seen Dexter. It's all bright buildings. And
wait, what's the newspaper?
What's the newspaper? You know, I actually got the local newspaper. I decided, you know, I'll get the local newspaper.
It's, really?
Yeah. And, you know, the coupons or what have you. And, you know, sometimes I like checking it out. But, you know, I find that it's just really wasteful.
It is.
It comes in a plastic bag with a rubber band. Actually, the rubber band thing, that's what it feel like it is. It's really just a rubber band delivery because that's the only thing I keep.
I know my wife for the longest time, it's a News and Observer down here, and she would get, I go, why do you get, I like to read it. And literally, I was stacking the things up in the plastic bags, the double, because it was double plastic bags, sometimes it'd rain. I had stacks of them. I go, you're not reading them. Why are we paying for this? Cancel it. Yeah. You can read it online.
Yeah, I know.
So that's what she does now. She has USA Today and some other papers online that she does now. And I feel bad because, you know, somebody's job, but anyway.
Well, hey, sorry if you're a journalist out there like Clark Kent. Yeah. So.
Peter Parker.
Who is Clark Kent is Superman. Spoiler alert.
It's bad enough that he's also an illegal immigrant. So
now if you took off your glasses, would you be Superman?
No, I doubt it.
I mean, how do I know?
Good point. Because I'd probably be more one of the
Matt, you look like Clark Kent, but if you take them off, are you Superman?
It'd probably like be just some lame.
No, you're still Matt.
Okay.
I think that's a question we should bring Liz Lowe's on the show for.
You think so?
I think I would just be like some kind of generic, you know, superhero, not like one of the main ones.
Yeah.
You know, so like recap guy.
Recap guy.
That's a superpower I'd love to have today.
I can see the review now. 10 minutes and all they talked about was pickles, ruts, and superheroes and newspapers.
He complained about the recap that he never got to.
Basically, so. Like every episode.
Yeah.
So, Jack, what did you think about this episode?
I didn't hate it. It wasn't one of my favorites, but I thought it was okay. It was. I like Eugene as a character.
Mm-hmm.
It had some Negan in it.
All right. What did you like more, the episode or the pickles you ate on Sunday night?
The pickles were great. I mean, I was my grandson loves pickles, so we have tons of pickles downstairs. I said, he won't. I'll get pickles before he shows up on Thursday. So I went and grabbed a couple pickles, was watching the episode, enjoyed it. It wasn't like, oh my God, this is the best episode, but good episode, not great.
Yeah. I didn't mind it.
I didn't hate it.
Yeah. And I liked the story that we got. I liked the characters that we got, and kind of at least this episode takes place between I don't know, I wrote it down somewhere.
I did know the girls were trying to get poison for Negan.
Oh yeah. Beep 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 beep. This just
that,
in.
That was way, I mean, come on, what took Eugene so long to figure that out?
I think, yeah, that's a good point. I did like certain aspects of the episode though, and also seeing Eugene kind of show off some of his sciencey kind of like Mr. Right. Wizard stuff. So
the doctor's kind of hot.
The doctor.
It's kind of hot. Thank you, Mike.
Oh man, which, I was confused on that. I was
Well, hold on a second. Half of them is.
Yeah, I was like, are you talking about the physical therapist? Because. She could raise my PhD. So. Just saying, you know, you're clearly not going to go for Amber, which by the way, Amber is blonde.
Did you get a massage today? Is that what you're thinking?
No, I wish. Okay. So, my back's killing me. Let's go ahead and start with the episode and kind of break down what I do have written. This episode is called Hostiles and Calamities. Calamity Jane. Not a great title, but it comes from when Eugene is talking to Negan Paul, and he basically refers to pouring the metal over the walkers to protect them from hostiles and calamities. So basically
it actually made sense.
Yeah. You mean what he was proposing?
Eugene was saying, yeah, I go, well, I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah. Well, it got him out of a pickle.
Yeah.
Because he was about ready to.
Nice.
Yeah. I'd been waiting all night for that.
Mr. Smarty, Dr. Smarty Pants.
So is he really a doctor? Can we still put that out there?
He probably has a PhD in something.
Mm-hmm.
Can we say that Negan is Mr. No Ass Pants? Can we say that on this podcast?
This is like, think you're an official.
You're drawn to his ass.
Well, he doesn't have one. He just, his pants are like, it's just like, I don't know if it's the way he's standing or what. I don't know.
Well, clearly we know one thing. Jack is an ass man. So.
Hey, nothing's anything wrong with it.
Hey, some people focus on the bat. Some people focus on the ass.
Dude has no butt. I'm just saying. Do some squats.
Sure. Well, and Dwight has no face. So.
Yeah.
Or at least half of one.
Half a face.
Half face. Well, anyway, to save a little bit of face here, here's some trivia. Because at some point it does play the song, but I don't think I ever got to the section in my recap. But Everything Right Is Wrong Again by They Might Be Giants, which was played in this episode.
Nice.
Yeah, I liked that scene, actually. Appropriate, I don't know, for Eugene. To have a They Might Be Giants song playing in the background. This is the first episode to not feature a single zombie death.
Is that ever?
Crazy? Ever.
I did not know that.
Take me to task on this. Writers, write in. Writers. listeners, write in. Let us know that I'm wrong on that. But that is what I read in the trivia section.
Well, one of the actors does follow us on Twitter, so maybe he could say some. Actor Martinez. He was in this episode.
Oh, he was in this episode.
He was in this episode.
He
was standing behind Negan when they were talking to Eugene.
Okay, I saw him then. Yeah, I actually took note of that. So, because I was like noticing the people in the background there.
And if you'd like to be on the show, he can just call us at 385-309-0311. Call anytime.
Apparently, we have an empty spot every week.
Yeah, you can join. You could actually join us live if you'd like. Just send, send us an email to, what's the email address?
It is thewalkingdead, 3SG at Gmail.
Gmail.com.
If you'd like to be on the show and just like to chat with us and be and do this excellent recap with us.
Rock solid.
Maybe that's... you can explain why Negan doesn't have a butt, because you were standing right behind him the whole time. And maybe you're just, I mean, sure, you're filming for a long time. You know, those scenes take hours to film. Maybe you sit there and go, man, why does he have no butt?
Well,
we have a rough update. Beep, 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 beep.
This just in.
I'm still here. They are just starting the third. They're running behind. And I'm stuck in the penalty box. Beep, 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 beep.
Well. Are we all?
I'm glad we started an hour late.
Thanks, Russ.
Thanks, Russ.
We could have started an hour earlier with no recap.
So. Exactly.
Actually, I wouldn't have taken a nap. That's what it would have been. And if you can't tell, I'm just starting to wake up. So, join us for The Walking Dead.
So you too can see Matt's bedhead.
But really, seriously, you want to join us? We have an open. It's like Mike said. We seem to have an open spot every week.
Or you know, I don't know if you're under some kind of secret contract negotiation where you can't talk about any. You know, you're worried about spoilers or what have you. But
We don't want to ask you about spoilers.
Yeah, Jack just wants to hit the hard hitting questions, like
why does dude have no butt?
Or you can completely come on, you know. And
why
say,
is
hey,
Jeffrey D. Morgan buttless? I think that's what everybody wants to know.
Oh, you guys are still talking to this actor? I thought you were talking about anybody wants to join the show. Show up. You too can be on the show.
Anyone that's standing behind Jeffrey Dean Morgan while they're filming The Walking Dead.
I'm sure a lot of the ladies that watch want to know, is he that attractive in person? So,
well,
his wife seemed to want to kill him off. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. All of them do, right?
Yep.
Okay, so my recap begins with the discovery of Fat Joey, right? You see his body.
What's left of Fat Joey?
Yeah. Part of a sandwich. And Dwight discovering that the motorcycle is missing, and he runs through the sanctuary.
I was trying to remember, did Fat Joey have a sandwich when he got killed?
I don't know. Or maybe you know what? I bet that's Dwight's sandwich. Like he came upon Fat Joey's body and dropped his sandwich, because that sandwich looked a lot like Dwight's sandwich from Easy Street.
That's what I was trying to figure out. I go, I didn't think Fat Joey had a sandwich.
Yeah. No, you're right. Because he was, yeah. So maybe that's the clue that, yeah, this is the scene that he just saw, dropped his sandwich, and then he runs to discover the motorcycle's missing. Goes to Daryl's empty cell, and he goes to his apartment, gets his walkie-talkie, and spots Daryl's clothes, finds the note that reads, "Go now."
Go now.
Right at the same time, Negan and his crew return with Eugene. He's we see him kind of led through the labyrinth that is this place. I don't know how they've carved out all of these apartments.
Can I file a complaint?
Sure.
When he gets the burlap sack taken off his head, you know how most people in movies and TV, when they do that, they have trouble seeing?
Right.
The sun's in their eye. He didn't do that.
Huh.
Nothing. Huh. Just put it off his head. He's like, okay, I'm good. I'm just afraid.
He did a good job of being afraid.
Now, is that his character, or is that just a mistake?
Mm. Mike, what were you going to say?
Oh, no, I thought Jack's complaint was going to be, why doesn't Negan have a butt?
No, it's even more nitty-gritty. Like, why did Eugene not?
Seriously, did you see it? He pulls off the burlap sack, and usually people like they have to adjust to the light.
Yep.
Even
Dwight, I thought, did so in a later scene where the door opens and Dwight's kind of
right.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
he did not do that.
Mm-hmm. Good point. So
just throwing it out there.
All right. Well, he's led through this labyrinth. And I don't know if they just have all of these apartments just already there, or if there's just a row of them. Only so many people can have this apartment. And to me, this apartment looked like the apartment that Daryl was going to get. So,
yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, what do I have here? So he's terrified as Laura kind of opens the door, but it's like, it's just an apartment. He learns there's a library in the place, and he also learns that Daryl has escaped. So,
and he knows he's in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. Laura says to him, "Welcome home, haircut." And I watched this a couple times through. I thought she said, "Welcome to America."
I did have to replay it because I had the sound down low, but then I just heard haircut because he has that funky hair. He has that 90s haircut, that Billy Ray Cyrus haircut.
Yeah, except in this episode, we see him living in the 80s. So
yeah.
she needs some help from Abraham with the nicknames.
Yeah, she did.
Hmm.
Yeah, but unfortunately, Abraham's dead.
I just call her Barcode.
So. Barcode.
She's got the neck tattoo. All right, so Laura offers.
You have to explain it. We got it.
Oh. Well, for those listeners at home that may have forgotten what her tattoo was like. Laura offers food. He's like, anything? I can have anything?
Yeah. But
this scene was actually somewhat comical. Which
when he asked for lobster.
Yeah.
Because it's funny, because anytime says, "What do you want to eat?" I said, "Anything." I go, "Lobster." I always say lobster as a joke because I know they don't have lobster.
That's I'm right there with you, Jack. I used to always make a joke, lobster and steak. I want the lobster steak special.
Steak and lobster, please.
Yeah. Somebody takes me to a restaurant. Yeah, you can have anything. Okay.
My wife and I had our 28th anniversary, and we went to the Ruth Chris Steakhouse. I get the pork chop. She gets the she got steak and lobster. I also ordered lobster, but I didn't get my lobster. And my wife goes, "Well, maybe because pork chop doesn't go with lobster." I go, "I don't care. I ordered it." They didn't charge us for it, but I didn't get it.
Hmm.
So I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah, I would be upset if I got charged for it, but didn't get it.
Well, we didn't get charged for it.
Oh, you didn't get charged for it.
But I still wanted it.
Well, you get something in your mind, you know.
Yeah, like, I mean, the pork chop there is the greatest thing since sliced bread. It's a gift from God. But I didn't get the lobster.
Well, I doubt that they even have a pork chop here either. Oh wait, actually they do, because they get it from the kingdom.
Yeah.
Too bad it's poisoned. So, Eugene settles for the orangey pasta. Which I don't know why orangey versus red. I would have gone red pasta.
Isn't that just SpaghettiOs or Chef Boyardee?
Hate those things. Sorry. Just can't stand.
There goes our sponsor.
I would rather eat pickles, a jar of pickles, than SpaghettiOs. So,
you know, it's funny. I used to love SpaghettiOs as a kid, and I had them a couple years ago, and I go, ugh.
Hmm.
Couldn't eat them.
If it was the end of the world, maybe.
No, I don't know. I think I'd rather have dog food.
Huh. Interesting.
I think we're upsetting Mike, because I think Mike still likes SpaghettiOs.
No.
I would be curious, though, as a Twitter poll, you know, SpaghettiOs versus dog food. Like, which would you go for?
So. There you go, Mike. There's your Twitter poll.
Can we have like two more options? Get up to four or something?
Hey, the show's not over yet.
Lobster, SpaghettiOs, dog food, and...
Yeah, you pay for the lobster.
Just for us. Just for us, a cheeseburger.
Yeah, cheeseburger. There you go.
Rotten pork chops. So pork chops made from zombie-fed pigs. All right, so... right after this, he requests pickles and chips, and refuses the chips when he finds out that they're kettle. So I don't know if he has something against kettle chips.
Well, it's an acquired taste. Because I know when I first had kettle chips, I didn't like them. But now you eat them, you can't stop eating them. Kettle chips.
I'm a big fan of the salt and vinegar kettle chips. So
not a big salt and vinegar fan. Just don't like it. Don't like kettle vinegar.
Chips. Kettle chips, gift from God?
I'm not going to go that far.
Yeah, it's a little much.
I'm not going to go that far. Let's not go crazy. Not everything is a gift from God, Mike.
Well, what Eugene does find a gift from God is Easy Street, because as we mentioned earlier, he starts bobbing his head to it. Like, hey, this isn't so bad.
Isn't it funny? That's the song that was on.
Yeah.
They have one song at the Negan compound, and that's Easy Street.
Well, now
a limited number of records.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is, you know, Dwight was playing that for Daryl. You know, the ultimate right. setup is Daryl gets this room and then puts just play on that thing. And it's like, what? Dwight!
Well, maybe Negan doesn't have the royalties to other songs. So that's maybe true. That's why they only play Easy Street.
Yeah, and Amazing Grace. trying to think of other things in the common.
Demand. Make your own kind of music.
I like big butts that cannot lie.
Ooh, guess, that would have been really funny.
I guess maybe not. I guess maybe not on that one.
Okay. that sounds like a really good mashup too. So lots of scenes of Negan in that song. I'm getting off on my notes here. I really don't, and please don't ever rephrase that again. We see Dwight contemplating the note, and as he puts it in his back pocket, and the whole time I kept thinking, man, if you get caught with that note, like, you're in deep shit. So,
well, I think whoops, you can't say that, but either okay. way, I think he was in deep caca anyway.
Yeah. Well, the guys bust in and start beating him up. And I would like to know, you know, as one of Negan's henchmen, you know, how is it like, you know, what's it like beating up somebody that's like, you are, you know, it's like, this is your compadre in a way.
I don't think it matters, but it seems as hard as he's being punched, he wasn't that bruised.
It's true. He just had that one cut across his eyebrow.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they were trained not to leave bruises, but I don't.
I suppose so. Well, next up he gets beaten basically. And after the music cut, he is thrown into the cell, presumably.
You think it was Daryl's cell, the same one?
I assume so. Yeah. I mean, why not? Why not put him through the same psychological torment?
Right.
You know, and there's a lot of allusions, as Negan is talking to Dwight, you know, and kind of, he's giving him the rundown that, Sherry has ran away and thinks that she helped, you know, Daryl escape.
One of my wives has left.
Yeah.
Does he have like an inventory? Because he has a lot of wives. Would you notice that one of your wives wasn't gone that quick?
Well, especially the lippy ones. Right?
Yeah.
Amber, you know, it's like, is Amber around? I don't know. She's always moping and drinking. So I really don't want to hang out with her.
She's always stumbling over something. I don't know.
I'm just hoping that she leaves Las Vegas soon. So anyway, Negan has changed his stripes and become more like Daryl. And Negan described, well, after Dwight proclaims that he's still Negan and the door is opened. Negan describes Daryl as emotional, or maybe that happens in the cage. I didn't get too detailed about this conversation. But I like the fact that Negan points out that Daryl is an emotional person. He's either going to come back and kill them both, or he's, you know, he's headed home, or he's basically headed back there. Right. And he's kind of right.
Because, last we see Daryl, he's heading to Hilltop, but he wants to kill him.
Yeah. But I did like the fact that we get this repetition of proclaiming to be Negan throughout this episode, you know, kind of lays the groundwork, so to speak. And anyway, he's released and stitched up by Carson. So And Dwight gets some unwanted advice as he's visiting Dr. Carson, which I didn't write much of this down. I couldn't wait for this guy to die. So, I mean, the only thing he really brought to the table was like a
no love for Dr. Carson. I'm thinking.
So I really was not.
Just kill him already.
Finish him off.
He is kind of a boring character. And if he's listened to the podcast, I'm not saying his acting. It just he's just like, yeah, I could do without him.
The mopey guy from last week has a little bit more character than the doctor.
I mean, I know he's a doctor, but I could have put a couple butterflies in somebody. Just saying.
Put him in a body bag, Johnny. Put him in the furnace, Negan. Yeah. Well, that's what happened to Eugene, right?
Yeah, it is.
He's like, yeah, all right, I'm with you. I'm Negan. Anyway, we'll get to
that. I'm Negan, sir. Give me a pickle.
On the way out, Dwight, Dwarp. I'm just blurring my words together.
You can call him Dwarp. It's fine.
Dwarp. I mean, if Dwight and Daryl had a love story, would they? How would you mix their names together? He grabs some suckers on his way out, and
that's kind of being selfish. I mean, those suckers are for everybody, right? And he took like six or seven suckers.
Well, that's how they do,
I guess. They just
take and take. Anyway, he gets back to his apartment and grabs a stash of cigarettes, two Marlboro Reds out of the mouth of a fish,
and one with lipstick on him.
Ooh, yeah, you know that one's special.
Yeah, was that Eugene's lipstick or what? Is that Daryl's lipstick?
I assume Negan. Like Negan likes to put on lipstick at night, smoke cigarettes, and leave them.
So what does he do with the lipstick? I mean, the lipstick cigarette. Does he at night just kiss the lipstick? I don't.
It's for Lucille. Come on, Lucille. Like gets to get dressed up every once in a while.
That's my wife's lipstick. Oh, yeah, I remember my wife. Oh well.
I think it's the idea that he can't kiss her again. Right?
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Me? Well, Dwight's having a hard time.
Well, Dwight, you know, yeah. You, same thing.
Our faces match so equally. He leaves on a motorcycle, and there's this kind of cool shot of the reflection in the mud puddle there of the motorcycle driving off. And I kind of, you know, it's kind of a, I know I might be reaching here, but, you know, this is kind of an artistic way of expressing this duality between Dwight and Daryl. You know, essentially he's riding off with like a crossbow on his back. And
was it a mud puddle or a blood puddle?
Ooh, I like that. A blood puddle.
It kind of looked like a blood puddle.
It was really dark.
Yeah. Nah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It looked like Fat Joey's blood.
Ooh, maybe.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought it was, but I do get what you're saying.
Okay. Well, I still like both coming together, right?
There we go. There we go.
Hey, you got your theory in my peanut butter. You got my chocolate in your blood puddle.
Reese's peanut butter cup.
Now with blood flavor.
It's like the Oreo cookie. That Reese's has to start making different flavors and stuff. Every bite feels like some blood. Yeah.
Well, you just some corn syrup and some food coloring at Halloween, you know? Like that's...
And you blow your face. Did you bite a razor blade? No, it's a new Reese's peanut butter cup.
I like that.
You know, like, we probably just, Reese's would probably listen to this guy going, hey, we don't even have to pay them.
Right. We can just steal this. Make it strawberry or grape flavored. And, you know, I don't know. Like, there's a candy out there, you know, like the zombie culture, man. There's this.
The zombie candy, the zombie Reese's cup peanut butter cup.
I love it. I love it. So, this is great. It's better than the
Mike's like thinking, why am I on this podcast? These guys are nuts.
Oh, I thought that a long time ago. I'm still here.
It's better than a can of SpaghettiOs. That's all I'm saying. All right. After the blood puddle talk, we see Laura. She heads Eugene around leads him around. I can't read my own writing sometimes.
That's okay. I was like, that scene never happened.
Yeah. Laura beheads Eugene. and explains the point system and how they are basically above them. And Eugene's figuring it out pretty quick, as we find out later on. And he also sees someone stealing too. So,
I thought he was going to tell on the person.
I thought so too. Or I don't know what that was about exactly, but there was definitely like a look of, yeah. Laura gives him a huge jar of pickles and says, basically, you need to take whatever you want. And as she's leading him out the door.
Well, I think that scene set up the scene later on.
Yes, totally. And also understanding the point system, every vendor has a number, you know, right. That kind of comes up. But I like this cutaway here where we overhear Negan talking before we actually even see him. And he's actually saying like, well, we're going to, you know, let her try to do this good cop thing. And, you know, and then it's like, oh, hey, speak of the devil. Here's the man of the hour. It's like, I just like how we get a little bit of peek behind the curtain there.
Right.
So, anyway, he proceeds to call him a-hole and shows off the bullet in the bat and wants to know if he's a smarty pants. And Eugene kind of snivels his way through professing that he knows stuff. And Negan's just like, yeah, you're just some a-hole. Like,
right.
And I think at this point, that's when Eugene realizes he could just be killed right here. Like, if he doesn't know anything, he's dead to them. Like, that's his own. And reverts back to what saved him at the very beginning of the whole zombie apocalypse with Abraham.
Exactly.
And begins to spew off his credentials, his pseudo, maybe real, but also fake credentials. I don't think he was ever part of the Human Genome Project.
No,
but I
do believe he's smart.
And I think there's a good chance that he is a doctor.
Yeah, doctor and something.
So when I was watching one of the extra materials for the show, I think it was right before the season began, they had a little clip and they referred to him as Dr. Eugene in the clip. And I was surprised because I was like, huh, we've never referred to him as doctor up until this point.
No, but he's a doctor in something. But
right. So anyway, he lays it on pretty thick. So, you know, Negan basically poses the question. I think this is kind of like a, you know, creative challenge. Like, if you could figure this your way out of this, you've earned your keep. And boy, does he ever. So as you pointed out, Jack, like, this is a great idea, right?
I never would have thought about that.
You got a smelting facility, which clearly explains the furnaces. You can get it hot enough to melt metal and pour it on the walkers. And we know that Eugene knows that this can work because he actually had to fight off the walker with the metal helmet.
Right. All that. Good point, Matt.
So, yeah, I wasn't just asleep at the wheel. So, but yeah, there's a connection there where, you know, it's like he knows that this is possible. So, and anyway, Negan's in love. He's like, he offers Eugene a signing bonus, and Eugene's like, I'm good with the pickles. Like, the pickles, the Atari.
I got my jar of pickles. I'm good.
But Negan's like, no, I'm going to send over my wives. And
now you can't have sex with him.
Right.
But you can talk to him.
He also makes a comment that he's not too worried either.
No.
So, but yeah, they can come over. You can have a special evening without sex. Right. So,
oh boy.
Oh boy. So,
it sounds like one of Mike's dating disasters. That we get to hear off air. So.
Off air, off record.
Never to be heard of again, right, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could be talking about a different Mike.
Bloom. It's cool you're talking about Mike Bloom on this Mike podcast. Bloom, you can listen Mike to him on the Married Man show.
Yeah, his dating disasters.
It's a nice crossover there. So, Mike Bloom. So anyway, after the commercial, I think this is where it starts up new. I'm not sure if there was a cut there or not, but we get to see Eugene reliving the 80s in his wildest fantasy. And then
Yeah,
playing Yar's Revenge. So she's blonde. Tanya, she has black hair, and Frankie is has the red hair. So I don't know if that was intentional on Negan's part. Like, yeah, send one of each.
That's so. Another great point there, Matt. You didn't pay attention to it.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be a complete chauvinist, but
no, I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying it's. I didn't really notice that.
But I, you know, I did think Amber was pretty, or not Amber, but Frankie was pretty cute. But anyway, she would have convinced me. I would have just been like, yeah, sure, I'll get you the medicine. Frankie offers him a massage, but he refuses. And Tanya wants to know more about the Human Genome Project.
That's above your pay scale.
Pretty much. And I think Eugene basically does a little dodging.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, because he's like, well, I can make a bomb with common household items. And it's kind of like, you know, it's like, oh, hey, yeah, sure, we'll look at the cool shiny object. So you don't have to explain the Human Genome Project. But and do you think Tanya was just letting him on?
I think so.
Okay. I mean, clearly they wanted to know how smart he was so that they could figure out a way to get poison, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what they're working on.
Yeah. So, and you know, hey, good on them for trying.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth a shot. No, I mean, nobody has the guts to take Negan out. Nobody.
Yeah, and I did take a few notes on Yar's Revenge. Not like you really need to know. But I thought that there might be a little bit of, I mean, because of all of the Atari games to pick, right? It's Yar's Revenge. And we're talking about a game name that has the word revenge in it. Is Eugene turned completely over, or is there some, is he really working deep, deep, deep?
Well, he did in one scene when I think when he got the pickles, he walked away smiling.
Right.
I don't know if it's because he got the jar of pickles or he knows he's playing them. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. He I don't know if you saw the scene, but recall the scene, but he walks away and he has this smirk on his face.
Yeah.
Well, he never had to do anything. Like, he never had to show his like loyalty to Negan. He didn't have to burn anybody's face. He didn't have to like do anything at all.
Right.
That's true. But his attitude definitely changes at the end. The notes that I did write about Yar's Revenge, though, is that there's this insect-like creature that eats away at the barrier of this cannon so that you can actually kill your opponent. The thing that's trying to attack you. And
so would that be Negan?
Yeah. I mean, the idea that, you know, this little thing that you're seeing in one of the scenes is eating away at this barrier so that he can fire the cannon. So it's like the insect like creature, like Eugene's kind of like that. So I don't know if there's a parallel between Eugene and him being an insect like creature, but he is cowardly. He is kind of whittled his way in and he could kind of break down that barrier. Maybe he's not completely.
Might be describing Dwight.
Yeah, it's possible. So I just think that it's interesting that of all the 80s games that they pick, you know, it's not like he was playing Pac-Man, right?
Or Space Invaders, or
right, exactly. They could have been playing Space Invaders, or
even, this game was chosen for a reason,
right? Look at them trying to be like Lost, doing a little playing Easter eggs there.
I mean, they could have been Pitfall. It could have been. I mean, there's hundreds of Atari
Centipede. Games.
Yeah, but for you know, they specifically picked one that said Revenge.
For Russ, it would have been Burger Time.
I love Burger Time. That was fun. And there's a pickle in that one too.
Well, I assume so.
In Burger Time, it's like there's something special about the pickle. Like you don't either. If you get the pickle, it makes you burp or something like that in the game. So. I only remember this because I may play it occasionally.
So is Russ the pickle? Is Russ the pickle to the show? Like when he shows up, we get like 3,000 viewers.
No,
we just get one extra viewer.
Russ.
Right. That's what I was going for. All right. So anyway, they basically like, hey, let's make a bomb. And the girls get excited, minus Amber, who's just like, just let me drink.
Who doesn't get excited about making a bomb?
I don't know. But clearly Tanya and Frankie are all in.
So the wives can just run around the compound, do whatever they want?
I guess, though, they tell this other guy that walks past, and I didn't write it down, but it's like Nico or something like that.
Yeah, it's Miko, Chico, something like that. Some cool name.
Some guy that may have been on our podcast.
Comes up with his gun and goes, okay, and walks back.
Yeah. Hey, we're cool.
I wonder how many times they had to do that scene. Ah, I forgot my line.
Well, we do see Eugene, you know, carrying out this MASH-themed contraption here, you know, the blown-up. You know, whenever I see those blown-up gloves, I always think of MASH. So, you know, those hand gloves, you just blow them up. I don't know. I can't help but think of it.
Yeah, you can't, because they used to play volleyball with them.
Yeah. They were in tons of sketches.
Yeah, they were.
Anyway, Amber, it's too bad that Russ is missing the MASH reference.
He is.
Because
we've talked about food and MASH, and Russ would be in heaven.
Oh,
but so he's not here.
But hey, the hockey calls. Amber is drunk. I keep mentioning that, and kind of a drag.
Kind of a drag.
Eugene gets to show off his cool sciencey stuff, and the girls go crazy.
Okay, quick question here: was Amber just faking being drunk?
Oh,
to try to get Eugene
to be sympathetic.
Was she just faking it? To kind of their plan the whole time was to get Eugene, you know.
Right.
I'm guessing. I'm gonna say she was faking it.
She's the Sawyer of the group, the long con.
Exactly.
That's you're probably right on that, because it would sell it a lot better when they say that she's really depressed and she's gonna kill herself.
Yeah.
So yeah. No, that makes sense. So. Anyway, Dwight goes back to, we see Dwight going back to, I assume, their house, and, we hear Sherry's voiceover, and,
was Steve Perry singing, "Oh, Sherry"?
that's what was going through Dwight's mind. So, we see him kind of find this little post-it note from, I guess, before the apocalypse there.
Right.
And we see him showing off that the G's match.
She was a terrible housekeeper, though. The house was a mess.
Well, it's been ransacked by...
Okay, we'll just say maybe it was.
Okay. But still, she should have came back home, cleaned it up a little bit.
Exactly. I mean, you know, she knows Dwight's going to come home. He comes home. Come on, I got to come home to this mess.
Maybe it was Dwight's job to clean up the house.
Probably, you know, knowing Dwight, it probably was.
Judging by his memory issue, he forgot to do it.
Yeah, there you go.
I think that's what that post-it note was about. It was like, it was "Gee, damn it," is what that post-it note said. So, but anyway,
mess again.
He does line up the G's, and we see flashes of the actual letter. We finally see the note with the rings, and that's where Dwight throws a tantrum. And my notes end.
Well, I think what you alluded to earlier was he like Daryl. I think he was like Daryl. He had a heart. He wasn't a killer. He wasn't this guy that he became, that Negan broke and became. Right? Is that what she was saying in her note?
Yeah. Yeah, she does. She goes kind of into a lot of detail about that.
That she's the bad person. And he was the good guy. I mean, at least I think that's what I got out of it. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, I just quickly glanced over that episode scene. I didn't really care that much.
Well, I thought it was a good scene. I mean, I just it kind of got us a background of what, you know, Dwight had gone through. But he was broken. He Negan broke him, and you know, to have your wife, you know, go be with. I don't think it hurt her as much to be with Negan as it did him to have to lose her to Negan. Am I making sense? Going by judging by her note,
right? I mean, it is kind of a brutal note because she's basically like, you've changed now. I made you this. I made you what you are.
Right.
You know, and that's kind of tearing him apart.
To survive, we had to do these certain things. You had to become a killer. I had to go with Negan, but it was my fault. I chose to do this.
Right.
And I made you do this.
So she's kind of caroling it.
Right. And then she leaves her rings, you know. Yeah, exactly. She leaves her rings. The rings there. And I thought it was a good scene.
Yeah. Well, Mike didn't like this episode, so, you know, there you have it. Right. So he places the rings in his cigarette carton, and
because nobody would ever check that cigarette carton.
Right. Ever. Yeah, just like nobody's ever gonna find that note. He must tear off maybe that bottom part of the note or what have you, because it says goodbye, honey.
Right.
Next, we see Tanya and Frankie visit Eugene, seeking his help and explaining that Amber wants to commit suicide. You remember Amber, the one that was drunk all the time?
Yeah. Who wasn't really drunk all the time.
And I'm just kind of going this based on another recap here as some of these scenes, so I don't have as much detail. But Eugene uses his power to basically cut in line at the marketplace, and you know,
and the lady behind it kind of gives him some crap.
Yeah.
And Eugene grows a pair.
Yeah, that day his balls grew 3 sizes. It was a Christmas miracle. It was a Negan miracle.
All they needed was, like, you know, the Grinch where they have the heart growing.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was balls growing 3.5 sizes too big. Oh, on man. That day, his pants no longer fit.
except when he sees Negan later in the episode and they shrink exactly. Back into place. They actually, like, shove back up inside of him. So he uses his position to get the pills, and he goes back to his apartment. Oh, yeah, and he takes a little toilet can, too.
And he took the frog thing, and he took the fly swatter. It was almost like the scene out of The Jerk.
It was.
Mike, have you seen The Jerk?
Parts?
Parts? Are you not a man?
I might say, like, 15 years ago.
Come on, it's The Jerk. It's mandatory watching.
It must be a generational thing then.
But that was the whole, when he started doing that, I go, oh, he's doing the scene from The Jerk.
Yeah, because he says, I want this flippity floppity, or I don't know. He calls the frog something. So yeah. Meant to write that down.
He just kept taking things. I think it was a sign of power.
Yeah, totally.
But why was that? Why was the fly swatter and that little frog thing? People are going to give up their points for that.
Right.
Yeah, I got 10 points. I could have some food. No, I want that frog. I want that fly swatter.
That frog was probably like somebody's. Oh, go ahead.
Well, the Zika virus might have just broken out there, so like everybody's trying to protect themselves.
Okay, I didn't think about that yet.
She probably needs it more because she's
the that's the worst thing that could happen to him.
Right. Exactly. All right. So next scene, we see Laura escorting Eugene to the factory floor. Where a crowd is gathered around the furnace, and Negan enters and points the Lucille directly at Eugene, almost like Babe Ruth.
Now, who do you think at this point, I'm like, look around, and go, all right, who's getting it?
Right.
I go, who's getting toast? I mean, I couldn't figure out who was going to get it. I'll be honest, they had me on this one.
You just thought it was a barbecue party. You're like, oh man, it's going to be ribs, chicken. Yeah.
There you go. With some pickles.
Well, there were some ribs that were thrown on the fire, though. A filet of Carson ribs. It's a special style of barbecue sauce.
Here's Johnny.
It's layered in fabric. Negan does say to Eugene, you're going to want to pay close attention to this. No, that's my Jack Nicholson there.
Wait till you get a load of this, Doc.
Oh, Marty.
What's up, Doc?
What's cooking?
Yeah. Anyway, Negan turns and whacks Lucille against Dr. Carson's shoulder, and Negan accuses Carson of helping Daryl escape.
And Carson goes, "What?"
Does he?
He can kind of whine. I don't know.
Oh, okay. In order to impress Sherry, that's his conclusion that he's came through. And he shows Dr. Carson a note from Sherry, which
and Carson's like, Dwight, and Dwight's like, is that my name?
I'm busy with the fire. That's my job here. I'm fire guy.
The iron's got to be really, really hot. Look at my face. It's got to be really, really hot.
I've got the best face. I've got the best iron molded face. I kept thinking though that he was getting the iron hot and ready to stab Carson. That's what I thought.
But I wasn't expecting him to get tossed into the fire.
I did think that it was interesting that as basically he wants Eugene to pay attention, Dwight is the one that's looking away. Dwight's the one's like,
Dwight knows he set up the guy, and as you can see, as all we see every time Carson's been around him, he treated him with respect. But it's doggy dot world. I mean, he's got to save himself, right?
Well, Negan says, "Good thing we have a spare Dr. Carson." So right. Referring to Eugene. So, and I would be like, "I'm no doctor like that. I can't do butterfly stitches." So,
yeah. Oh, Russ joined us.
Oh,
we're at the very end, Russ.
Oh, that's all right. I was just saying hi.
Hey, hi.
What'd you think of the episode, Russ?
It was all right. Not bad.
Mike hated it.
Come on. All right, you gotta go yes or no.
We're usually pretty much opposite on those, aren't we?
That's true. We do kind of.
We're at the scene where Dr. Carson is being fried.
Filleted,
there you go. Baked, barbecued.
Nice.
Roasted, toasted.
Cooked like a burger.
No marshmallows, though. I like my Carson's. Yeah, Carson's a little rare.
I like my doctor a little medium well.
Well,
he was definitely overcooked.
Yeah.
That was pretty much it, though, I think, with the rest of that scene. Negan does stare intently at Eugene before he grabs Dr. Oh, I already got to that part. Yeah, that's it. Next scene, Frankie and Tanya visit Eugene's apartment. And
your favorite Frankie.
Yeah, I have a little crush on Frankie. Hopefully she doesn't die before the end of the season. So, anyway, he correctly are actually for Negan and not for Amber, and refuses to hand them over. And that's when Tanya calls him a coward and they leave. So,
but he says, I am a coward.
Yeah. He's like, you correctly assessed the situation or
something like that.
It's not the first time he's been called a coward.
Yeah. No. Right. Well, it seems like almost right after this, this is where we see Negan paying Eugene a visit. And it, fittingly so, it was like the first time that he opened up that pickle jar and just accepted his fate. He was like, all right, I'm eating the pickle whole now. So, mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's like, hey, heard you here eat the pickle. How'd you like the pickle?
Well, didn't he do this? He did this knock.
Oh, did he?
That's the Negan knock, I think.
Huh.
Because he did the same thing when Dwight was in the cell.
Interesting.
I believe that's what he did.
Well, he's got a whistle. Why not having a knock?
Yeah, that's true. So.
Anyway, Negan asks Eugene, who are, and Eugene's like, I'm Negan, I'm good.
Negan, I'm good, I'm over here, I'm Negan.
So, we're all Negan here, it's all good. lastly, oh, go ahead. Are you going to say something, Russ?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Lastly, last scene here, we get to see
A little quick note, because I had to close captioning on like during the episode. Sure. Whenever they would do that knock, there was a name for that knock.
What
you
is it?
You want to guess the name of that knock? It had a little reference to Eugene.
Yeah, shaving a haircut.
Yeah.
Shaving a haircut. Two bits.
Yeah, that was the name of the knock. I just thought it was like, because like they kept calling him Haircut the whole episode. So
nice. That they did that. No, I like that.
Last scene, and I set my timer for an hour, so we're just there. Eugene oversees the workers at the sanctuary, the fence line, and as he's executing his plan and to fortify the walkers with molten level.
Be careful out there. Metal. You don't want to pour that on yourself. thanks for the tip, Doc.
Yeah, and we finally had Dwight and Eugene reuniting since they're
before the other pickle got bit.
Their intimate scene from last year.
You think the pickles were picked on purpose for this whole episode?
Probably. I mean, you know, there's also that phrase, you know, in a pickle. So
yeah,
you know, and it's definitely fitting that, you know, everybody's kind of a pickle.
Yeah. So okay, all right, I can go that.
But you know, maybe also the Dwight reference. I don't know. So
well, didn't Eugene say he was sorry?
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but we're Negan.
Yep, there's a little bit of a after they exchange actual names, he does say, you know, we are Negan. So, and to this, Dwight reluctantly replies, yeah. So,
I guess.
I thought Eugene's temperament changed there at the end, you know, just the fact that he was getting to order people around. He was definitely taking that to heart. And I noticed he was also wearing that blue blazer jacket, which reminded me of how Abraham had that, you know, kind of captain's jacket or that admiral's jacket.
Right, you're right. Yeah.
So it kind of reminded me of Abraham. And maybe
and he had his frog.
Did he have his frog with him?
He had it in his jacket.
Huh.
Whatever that thing was he had, that stuffed animal, he had it with
him. Yeah. I did not notice that. Good call.
He did have it.
Well, again, I don't know if that the wardrobe was intentional in referencing that Abraham you know, jacket, but it kind of made me think like, okay, maybe he is still going to honor Abraham's, you know, memory in some way. And
so if Negan finally dies, is Eugene going to be the one to kill him?
No,
you don't.
I don't think.
No, I can't see them doing that.
Yeah. But I could see him being a critical part of it though. Right.
Right. Okay.
Like, I can see them. I can see someone like Carl being the one to do it. Carl. But
you know, leave the Carl to Mike.
Yeah. Come on, Mike, give me one.
Carl.
Yeah, I could see someone like Carl if they're gonna go off the grid from, you know, either Rick or Maggie, but that's, you know, Carl would be my third guess.
All right.
Well, that's it for my notes, guys.
So overall, I liked the episode. Matt, you liked it?
Yeah, I liked it. I didn't, you know, I liked the character story. I liked both Eugene and Dwight and getting a little bit more of them. So,
and Mike, you did not like it?
I don't understand you guys.
I just had no issues with it. If story flowed, you got Negan back in the, you know, the swing of things.
Of course, you were eating pickles at the time and watching the Oscars at the same time. So you were barely paying attention to the episode.
No, I watched the Oscars after The Walking Dead.
All right.
Had the pickles during The Walking Dead. I did pause it to go get pickles.
Pickles also remind you of your grandson. So there was like a positive reinforcement thing.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go. And Russ, you kind of liked it.
No, I liked it. I thought it was pretty good.
Suck it, Mike.
Now you just need Zach to like roller skate through the house next episode. Jack will hate the episode.
I'll hate it if he's on roller skates, yeah.
No.
Eating pudding.
He would love pudding, that's for sure. I don't know about the roller skating part, but he would love the pudding. But speaking of, Twitter poll, what was the result of last week's Twitter poll, Mike? If you can remind us what the two, do we have two Twitter polls?
Two Twitter polls.
Okay, what were the results of last week's most important Twitter poll? And you can, if you'd like to vote on this Twitter poll, you can go to.
There's still 2 days left.
Well, what is it, the three stupid guys? At three stupid guys?
Twitter. Spelled out.
Okay, at three stupid guys.
I'll go to the one we have a first definitive vote right now.
Okay.
What is the best nickname for Morgan's bow staff? We had 0% matchstick, 13% Mr. Stick, 37% poop stick.
Yeah.
And a whopping 50% for chopstick.
You mean poop stick lost out to
chopstick?
Chopstick.
Wow.
Come on now. Who's voting on this? I'm going to say right now, there must have been illegal votes going on.
Probably came from Russia or something.
Some Russians voted on this.
Some propaganda on this.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
Chopstick?
But, you know what? I'll accept defeat.
I think all of the San Francisco people voted. That's what they're
doing. I'm not buying it.
But there's a lot of really great Asian food in San Francisco.
I think the thing that Mike didn't tell you was he only released the poll in the country of China.
I think it's a little bit more universal. So,
yeah,
we're going to try to get the results of a new Twitter poll about and Russ, I'm just curious, how do you feel? Do you prefer SpaghettiOs to dog food, or would you rather have
cheeseburger or kettle chips?
Cheeseburger and kettle chips are good.
No, you only have one.
Cheeseburger.
Can't be greedy.
Wait, how do we have cheeseburger on there? I thought it was like pork chops, you know, like
No, originally you had lobster. Like,
oh yeah, lobster.
Lobster, SpaghettiOs,
dog food, and cheeseburger. That's what we're going with.
No, I hands down on the cheeseburger.
Over lobster?
Shouldn't they all be like bad options? Like, how is cheeseburger like?
Right.
What are the options?
Yeah, you know what? I would take a cheeseburger over a lobster because, like, a lobster is not very filling. Like,
a
hamburger with Dwight's pickles.
No, a cheeseburger that's been in Russ's pocket for a whole movie.
There you go.
I'm sorry. A lobster is just a really great excuse for me to dip some really great meat in some buttery sauce.
There you go.
You know, like buttery meat. That's all we need.
I don't like to dip my meat in anything buttery.
Okay.
Maybe this podcast went on 5 minutes too long. And what was the other Twitter poll results, Mike?
All right. What should we call the new trash group on The Walking Dead? 11% scrappers, 23% scavengers, and a tie with two days left. 33% each. Heapsters and hoarders.
Hoarders. There you go.
Heapsters and hoarders. Now,
hey, I didn't get a chance to tell you, but I told Jack when that scene came up where Rick was on top of the pile and you saw these like rows of like
up,
whatever. My first thought was, I go, hey, where's Wally?
Oh.
You remember Wally, how he'd always pile trash and was always...
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought about.
He had to explain to me, too. I was like, Wally.
I was like, where's Wally? Wally.
I only had to watch Wally once.
I think more people are going to get my Dagwood reference.
I think so. we talked about MASH earlier, Matt, Russ, but you weren't here.
Oh, we missed it. We poured a fifth of vodka out. For martinis, right?
Mm-hmm.
For our fallen brethren. Just a little feedback from Sherry on the Facebook group. I just wanted to point out that she did say that scrappers or scavengers is the official name. So, but I don't know. I think she's
too bad. Third place and the three super.
Yeah,
guys.
I told her I liked mine better. So we win. It's quarters.
Follow those fake media outlets. So. Yeah. Fake
Twitter poll results.
Also in the Facebook group, Carrie this week had said, I almost felt sorry for Dwight, but he's such a coward. And Martha chimes in. Eugene is such a smart guy. He's playing the same card he did with Abraham, the same story, just to get Negan to keep him alive. I don't think he's betraying Rick and company. He's just selfish and looking out for what's best for him. Don't agree with his decisions, but I get him.
He says he's a coward, which I think he is, and he's that's how he survives. Right? I mean, he survived that way with Abraham, wouldn't have kept him around if he didn't think he was useful, and he's doing the same thing with Negan. But what's he going to do if someone really needs a doctor? And he goes, well, Oops. I can play Atari.
Well, I'll be interesting to see if he does sabotage in some way. So, but
I don't know if Eugene has it in him to sabotage anything. I think he's scared of his own shadow.
Well, he has changed a little bit, but I agree. I don't see him going.
I mean, you know, when you look at his character development versus Father Gabriel, like, I mean, Gabriel has like come full circle, and Eugene is still this, you know, schizophrenic kind of guy. He's just so, like, he hasn't changed at all. He hasn't like evolved or anything.
He was able to kill a few walkers and stuff.
He wasn't eating pickles when we first met him.
No.
No, but I mean, you know, like, he's still kind of that, you know, very, I wouldn't say shy, but just, you know, useless.
But he's not, because he proves that his smarts are
able
to get him through the whole thing. I mean, you know,
he uses his brain power to survive, and that's how he survived.
It shows that, you know, it's not just bronze that makes you survive the apocalypse. You know, they wanted, you know, like, his smarts about coming up with an idea for the wall is what saves his butt in that scene. So,
and he is smart. We can't say he's not smart, because that was I thought about it right away.
I also wanted to point out, Brian gives some feedback, also adding to my thought about the Yar's revenge. He says, Eugene remains an interesting enigma who can surprise. I enjoyed seeing him playing the Savior's game and talk and kind of talking back to people. He uses some emojis in here. But Yar's revenge, as I think, a metaphor. I hated that game. So... And I agree with you, Brian. It was not a fun game. It's not a game that I played quite a bit. Even coming back to Atari, I'd rather play Burger Time. So, so anyway, no email from Vicky. But,
hey, what's up, Vicky? She must have been like Mike and hated the episode.
I think so. So anyway,
that's it.
I you know. That's our feedback. Let us know what you thought. Let us know where we got wrong or right. So send us your feedback. Follow us on Twitter. Vote on our polls.
At Three Stupid Guys.
Yeah, all spelled out.
You can give us a call, 385-309-0311. Actor Martinez, if you want to be on the show, just send us a line.
Yeah.
And thank you to Lori, Shane, and T-Dog for showing up in the chat tonight.
Oh, T-Dog was in there?
Yeah. They're all there.
All right, T-Dog.
Nice.
T-Dog.
But they didn't stay.
No, they're quickly in and out.
Well, I just want to let you know, Martinez know, you know, if you don't want Russ on the show, if you don't want me on the show, you know, if one of us, if you don't want, you know, Jack to like talk about Negan's butt, you know, we can, you know, we'll make arrangements, no, you know. We're willing to work with you.
Jack will sacrifice.
No, I'm sorry, Actor Martinez. If you're on the show, that is going to be the first question.
Well, I tried.
I'm sorry. He was standing behind him during that whole scene.
Wait, Jack, would you go butt first?
Butt first. There you go. No butt first.
All right. Well,
do we have any Twitter poll questions that are going up this week?
We need
some more bad options. Right now, we got SpaghettiOs dog food, but then it's like other good options.
All right, let's go SpaghettiOs dog food. What else have they eaten on this thing?
Didn't pudding. They eat, like, squirrel? Like, didn't Daryl eat squirrel?
Squirrel.
What about pudding?
Now, pudding. Again, we're going with bad options here.
Things that you wouldn't want to eat.
I'm still saying zombie-infused pig meat. I mean, come on. You know, a zombie-infused...
Well, can you put all that on... Is that too much on a Twitter poll?
I can try, but I might need to shorten to pig meat.
Okay. How about zombie-fed pig meat? Pig meat? Poison pig meat? Poison pig meat? Welcome to America.
No, I say we go Doc Carson, fried Doc, baked Doc Carson, Doc, barbecue.
Wait, we got Doc Bob
Carson.
We got Bob.
Oh, we got Bob too. You got to put Bob in there. So let's forget. let's go SpaghettiOs.
Barbecue.
Barbecue is a good one.
Barbecue. What was the other? Dog food and Carson's Ribs.
And SpaghettiOs.
There you go. There's your Twitter poll.
And at this point, we would like to thank three special patrons, right?
Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rigner Glaffelder, and Molly the Millennial. Thanks for doing what you do. And thanks for all the thanks for all the patrons. If you'd like to become a patron, go to patreon.com/JayandJack or go to jayandjack.com and a little button says become a patron and you can help this show, which I think is the most favorite, I think the most popular show on the Jay and Jack Podcasting Network.
It's my favorite show, definitely.
Rate and review us. It always helps us out in the iTunes feed.
Yeah, we got a bad one recently.
Sorry about that. I didn't really like last week's episode.
They said I tried, but they don't really offer anything for to the show.
Well, you know what?
It said something like the name of the title of the podcast says it all, or something like that.
Hey. I'm sorry. I was just letting my feelings flow. I didn't know. I was trying to be honest here.
I'm thinking it was probably Russ. I thought one star was the highest.
We know it wasn't me because I don't tweet or any of that stuff. So, you know.
We know.
We know, Russ. We know.
He's like Bill Belichick. He doesn't face tweet.
I don't face tweet. I don't do that. I don't know what that all is about.
My book?
I don't know.
I may have stolen a jersey.
Yeah, I don't know. Sold on eBay, but I don't know. I don't do all this stuff. But I do like SpaghettiOs.
Well, join us next week. And before we make this too long, I just want to say, great show, guys. One in a million. Or a half.
Hasta luego. And goodbye.
See you next week.
Adios, guys.
All right. Good job, guys. Mike is creepy. Ah!